Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Temperatures in Tel Aviv are mild this evening, making for a pleasant night. Haifa is experiencing similar conditions. Meanwhile, Jerusalem remains cool and clear, perfect for an evening stroll or some nighttime relaxation. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just in that a new Lebanon deal revives Jerusalem's hopes of curbing Iran's influence. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that Houthis threatened Saudi Arabia, saying they will strike by land and sea. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, Netanyahu spoke with Trump and they are expected to meet in the U.S. soon. Separately, from JTA comes news that at an Entebbe reunion, former hostages say recent events have shattered their faith in Israel's promise of rescue. And finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF has eliminated a Hamas operative involved in the abduction of Captain Daniel Perez. Here's what people are saying online. State of Tel Aviv, a local media outlet, posted just minutes ago that Arabs and Muslims cared deeply about honor and discussed key issues in Israel and upcoming elections. Carmel Melamed, an Iranian-American journalist, posted earlier today, celebrating America's 250th birthday, reminding not to appease Iran's regime. Shanaka Anslem Pereira, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, noted earlier today that Iran held its largest funeral in history, but the supreme leader was absent due to Israeli threats. Now for more on those stories, starting with the new Lebanon deal. The Times of Israel reports this agreement formalizes the coordination between the IDF and the Lebanese army. It ties any Israeli withdrawal to Hezbollah's disarmament. While it's a step forward, it doesn't guarantee progress on the ground. This move could reshape regional alliances, aiming to reduce Iran's sway over Lebanon. Turning to tensions in the Gulf, Ynet highlights that the Houthis have issued new threats against Saudi Arabia. They accuse Riyadh of preventing an Iranian plane from landing in Sana'a. The Houthis claim they are ready to retaliate by land and sea. This escalation raises concerns about further instability in the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu and former President Trump plan to meet soon in the U.S. They exchange congratulations over the U.S. Independence Day. Observers see this as a potential boost for bilateral ties amid regional challenges. Separately, JTA reflects on an emotional reunion of Entebbe raid survivors. They express disappointment over recent events, questioning Israel's commitment to rescuing its citizens. This sentiment highlights the lasting impact of past military successes on national morale. Finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF has successfully targeted a Hamas operative involved in the abduction of Captain Daniel Perez. This follows earlier operations to dismantle terrorist networks. Such actions aim to deter future abductions and ensure the safety of Israeli citizens. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli startups raised over $3 billion in June, driven by an AI investment surge. AppsFlyer, Sierra, and DriveNets led this strong fundraising month. This signals robust investor confidence in Israel's tech sector. Separately, Globes reveals that Wix's acquisition Base44 has launched a new large language model. Led by Maor Shlomo, this development showcases the innovative strides in Israel's tech industry. And finally, Walla Business reports a financial controversy as a former National Insurance Institute CEO accuses the finance ministry of misappropriating Social Security surpluses. This raises questions about financial transparency in government operations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.